I think that was the whole idea behind putting these structures up, was to preserve our culture and provide an economic means for our community members.
Clukwan's hospitality house is complete. And a look at where Glacier Bears and the Panthers fit into the Region 5 basketball tournament.
Yeah, regional is a whole new season, so you can't take anything for granted, but I feel pretty good about the position that we've put ourselves in to come out on top.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. Three granola bars by Health Valley are being recalled after U.S. Food and Drug issued an announcement Monday afternoon that the snacks could be contaminated with salmonella. Health Valley Organic Peanut Crunch Chewy Granola Bars, Dutch Apple Chewy Granola Bars, and Wildberry Chewy Granola Bars by Love and Oven have been distributed to Alaska, but no illnesses related to them have been reported. FDA says salmonella infection is a serious condition that may be life-threatening to people with weak immune systems. Symptoms include diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever within 8 to 72 hours. Additional symptoms may be chills, headache, nausea, and vomiting that can last up to 7 days. Product numbers and sell-by dates for the recalled products are at FDA.gov under Safety, then Recalls. Chilkat Valley residents are saying hello to the new Jokot Kwan Cultural Heritage Center's Hospitality House, just completed in Clukwan.
It's actually a beautiful place. We in the community up here have a lot to be proud of.
Jim Strong is the director of the project, which went under construction last summer.
It's completed now. We're just doing the closeout punch list at this point, and the building has been turned over to us, so we are now in control of the building. Everything is complete. The building's heated. It's actually functional at this point. We just haven't got the furniture in there yet.
The Hospitality House is second of three installments that make up the new Heritage Center, a place where tourists and residents can take part in cultural tours, knowledge camps, and other gatherings.
It's an open ceiling with beams, and it's got cedar paneling on the dining room walls. And it's a pretty fancy building. We still got furniture and cooking equipment to put in there. We've got all the cooking hardware in there, but we just got to buy some cooking utensils and other items that are needed to get the place up and running.
Besides a commercial kitchen and dining area, the finished structure includes showers and restrooms and a space for a gift shop. It's also complementary in design to the completed sections of the center, which are a smokehouse, longhouse, adzing shed, and fish drying shed.
We had hired Ridolfi and Portico to come up with a design for us for the Culture Center. And when we were having community meetings on the Culture Center, initially we were going to put a snack shop in the Culture Center. But with all of our historic artworks being stored in there, it wasn't a good idea because of the possibility of bug infestation. So we decided at that point to separate the snack bar from the Culture Center, and then after digging into it a little deeper, it was decided that we needed a place for people in our traditional knowledge camp to shower and eat. At that point, decided not to just have a snack bar, but a full dining facility. And also, the dining facility will be for our tourist business.
A museum there will someday display many of the village's artifacts, among them the whalehouse collection, the froghouse totems currently in the State Museum in Juneau, and several artifacts that have been returned to Clukwan through the Native American Graves and Repatriation Act. An arts and crafts studio will give workspace to local artisans, and an eagle observatory will be located along the Chilkat River.
This is only the beginning. We're hoping to get some funding for our culture center sometime in the near future to continue on with this project. So we started out with the traditional knowledge camp, and that had been built. And then we decided that we wanted this dining facility put in, got the funding for that. And in order to get that building put up, we had to protect the building from riverbank erosion, so we had to put in the first phase of our bank stabilization as well.
The village is working to open the facility in early spring or summer for tourist season and hopes to host an opening ceremony in late April.
In addition to providing meals at the hospitality house. We'll be doing tours of the traditional knowledge camp. And we were planning on also building a trail by the traditional knowledge camp all along the banks of the river towards the highway south of us. And we're eventually hoping to get that connected with the Eagle Preserve Trail so that there's plenty of areas for tourists to view the eagles and the river.
Funding for the $2 million building came from a Federal Economic Development Administration grant and a supplemental appropriation from the Alaska Legislature. The village also raised some money for the project. Groups will continue to secure funding to complete the third phase by 2012.
I think that was the whole idea behind putting these structures up, was to preserve our culture and provide an economic means for our community members. They're all happy about it.
The culmination of Northern Panhandle basketball starts Wednesday with the first games of the Region 5 ball tournament in Sitka. The Northern Lynn Canal sent the boys and girls Panthers and Glacier Bears to compete against 25 teams from 13 Southeast schools Wednesday through Friday this week. Two of those local teams entered the double elimination tournament undefeated in conference games this season. Skagway Panthers are one of them. They also have past experience winning this tournament and good feelings about performing well again, says Coach Lara Lebesky.
I feel pretty good about what we have going on now going into regionals. We've gotten better as the year went on, so it's not like we had any kind of a peak, you know, peaks and valleys. We won all our games, obviously, so that was pretty exciting, and we beat some really good competition, beating 3A schools and 4A schools on their home courts, which, you know, says a lot about this team. And so right now I think that they're very focused and they want to do well here at regionals. You know, regionals is a whole new season, so you can't take anything for granted, but I feel pretty good about the position that we've put ourselves in to come out on top.
On Thursday at 2:45 p.m., the Panthers girls play their first game against the winner of the Klawak-Huna game. And it's obvious the girls have beat those schools before. If the girls will be matched against biggest rivals Yakutat, which they haven't lost to this season, even in Yakutat, it would have to be in Friday night's championship game.
I think that the Yakutat game will be our biggest challenge. You know, and that's making fairly big assumptions that that's how it's going to match up. I think that in the championship game, I think most likely we're going to see is it's going to be Skagway against Yakutat. You know, if everything goes as it should, you know, there have to be some pretty weird things happen for us not to make it into that final game. But they could happen, you know, injuries, illness, things like that. But it should be Skagway against Yakutat, and that will definitely be our biggest challenge. We beat them three times so far, and that's a lot of wins against a really good team. They will be prepared for us, so we must also be prepared for them.
Haynes boys are also undefeated in conference games, including past wins against Metlakatla and Craig, the two possible opponents in their first regional game this Thursday at 4:45 p.m. Panther boys and Glacier Bears girls have won the majority of their conference games. Glacier Bears girls played their first game against Wrangell at 3 p.m. Wednesday. The Panther boys play first on Wednesday, February 3rd at 12:30 p.m. against Cake, which they beat in their regular season games in February. All of the Glacier Bears and Panthers' first games will be broadcast live from Mount Edgecombe on KHNS. From there, advancing teams' games will be broadcast live. Throughout the week, the 2 and 3A boys and girls brackets for Region 5 will be updated online at khns.org. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. You can listen to KHNS News anytime, online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories.